Yo, what's going on, everybody? DC here, host of What The Shit. You already know your favorite podcast, your mom's favorite podcast, your auntie's favorite podcast. The only podcast you can still get on flip phones and everywhere else. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, tune in every week as we give you some of the best content we have to offer, laughs, funs, games, and everything else. You can also catch us on the Be On Air Network, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, you know what I'm saying, Pandora, everywhere you get your streaming. Also catch us every live, every Wednesday, 8:15, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, all the above, you dig? So make sure you watch, you like, you subscribe. Peace. Enjoy the episode. What is going on, everybody? You already know what time it is. It is Wednesday. That can only mean one thing. It's time for What The Shit. Let me get IG up in here real quick before we get to the business. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Sweet Dreams, the new Johnny Vox Knoxville movie. Johnny Knoxville knocks it out the park in his new movie, Sweet Dreams, now available on digital. I can't read right now. Too bad. Assault football misfit team of recovering acts swings for defenses and proves everybody can hit a home run in this wild journey of second chances. Grab Sweet Dreams now on video from Fandango Home. Rated R from Paramount Pictures. But guess what? We got a chance for y'all to win a copy tonight. So you're going to get a movie night on us. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. We live. What's going on, everybody? What the business is? You already know what time it is. It is Wednesday. That can only mean one thing. It's time for What The Shit. We in here. What's up, fellas?
Yes, sir. How you feeling, bro?
What the shit?
Feeling it. This me in that kind of mood. Y'all know what time it is. It is time for our favorite segment that we like to start the show with before we get to the news and the notes and everything else.
Okay, it's number
5 minutes with Boom, parenting 101. Boom, take it away.
Number one, this motherfucker got me on here with some beige motherfucking eyebrows and facial hair with a butt chin, a bald head. This is what he decided to pick me up. I ain't even got a butt chin.
Hey, man, I want representation.
My eyebrows,
man.
It's black.
I guess you wouldn't fit. I'm gonna work on it. It's working perfect.
That's how you feel about me anyway. Man, this is... Hey, I'm on AD.
I mean, it wasn't really you at the beginning. It was, you know what? Go ahead. It's yours.
This is how they do you. But listen, man, so this is what I want to say, man. Parenting 101, man. First off, we have to love our children. We have to, because we brung them here, man. You feel me? We that's our responsibility. That's our obligation, to love our children. But after we give them the love that they need, and I need you guys to put need in parentheses, need. After we give them the love that they need, then we can decide if we're going to give them the love that they want. right? Because I don't gotta love you the way that you motherfucking want me to love you. I can love you however the fuck I feel is loving to you, especially if you are nourished. Are you fed? Yeah. All right. Is your ass clean? Yeah. All right. Now, I can help you wash your ass, but can you help me wash my ass?
Maybe not.
Probably not. What about no wiping diddy. Your ass? If you can't even wipe your ass without me, my nigga. All right. So parenting with Boom, we give them the love that they need, not the love that they want. And if they feel like they need extra, then they going to do extra, goddammit. That's all I got for y'all, man. Parenting with Boom.
My boy Boom.
Wasn't sure where that was going, but that's why we start with it. You never know. All right, that's enough of that clap. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. We are here live. It is Wednesday, man. How was y'all day? You know, everybody, how was y'all day? Hopefully everybody had a good day. This nigga Boom called me. I appreciate it, but he woke me up. But I appreciate it. So we got a guest tonight. And you know how we do. We like to, you know what? We gonna bring him in with this.
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
Good. Please take a moment to introduce yourself. We like to let everybody introduce themselves. That way everybody know what's going on. The floor is yours.
Well, it's definitely. First thing first, my name is Todd Verdell Jr. I'm born and raised from Philadelphia. I'm a CEO of Fit Gorilla LLC. I'm a personal trainer and also business owner.
Every time I bring somebody on here, they always doing better than me. But it's cool. That's what we like. That's two Philly in the house, two weeks in a row. I like that. I feel that. Shout out to Philly. Appreciate y'all. Philly in the house, 2 weeks in a row. That's I like it. Our neighbors to the east. my math is bad. So tonight we're here to talk about Fit Gorilla LLC. So how'd you get started? Let's start with that.
I mean, ever since playing sports from the age of 5, my very first sport was hockey, all the way up to basketball. I was kind of interested into the fitness thing. I mean, my parents didn't know where I was going with my life. I knew where I was going. My top three careers was a chef, cybersecurity, or fitness. The first two failed because they cost way too much money for schooling and everything. Fitness is more like, doesn't cost that much, but you got to just put more research into it, just like, you know, just to learn it a lot more. Basically, I just graduated high school, fresh out of high school, didn't know where to go with it. You know, my pops was kind of like, you know, telling me, well, you need to do this, do that. I feel as though that, you know, you'll be more better at this. But I had to realize, you know, this was my life. So I had to choose on where I want to go for the next, you know, 20, 40 years to, you know, for my career. And, you know, 2019, you know, that's where, you know, Fit Gorilla came all about. You know, it started out my grandma's house. It was just, you know, focusing on clothing wear, you know, just, you know, fitness clothing, just to get my name out there. And then eventually I brought the fitness in it too as well. So basically that's how Fit Gorilla started. It's still going to this day. I was at a rough spot, you know, in my early 20s where I was, you know, going back and forth with my pops. Me and him wasn't on good terms. We still not on good terms, but, you know, I had to kind of push people to the side a little bit, you know, so I can focus on myself, you know, develop myself and also develop my business.
I ain't gonna lie, brother, that was a wild range of starting positions. cybersecurity, fitness. I said, man, that is it's a wild range, but you know, sometimes we got to dream big and then, you know, decide where we want to go from there.
He gave himself some options.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, it was, like I said before, you know, I had my careers already picked already. It was like, it was top three. It was chef, cybersecurity, or fitness. First two, culinary, you know, cybersecurity, and cost way too much money. I mean, it's a good, cybersecurity, it's a good career, but you got to put way too much money into it as far as the schooling, certifications, everything.
Well, let me ask you this question. Was it a time that you wasn't in shape that made you decide? And when you throw chef in there, you feel me? I'm thinking eating. You know what I'm saying? But now you decide to go the fitness route. So was there a time where you wasn't in shape and you decided you got motivated to become this, or what happened?
I mean, honestly, you know, I was like everybody else. You know, most kids, you know, they turn out fat. Some kids turn out tall and skinny. You know, but, you know, around that time, you know, like I said before, I was playing sports. So, you know, I was always in, I was fat, but I was playing sports. So I was always in shape. But eventually I lost all my baby fat when I like got to high school. So that's where I really started, you know, picking up weights, start learning more how to build more muscle and everything. So basically, you know, for me, it was just more of a, like a mindset thing.
So the chef route would be more like healthy food.
Nah, the chef route. It could have been anything. Like I could have really taught myself, and you know, went to school for anything, and also to cook anything at that. But at the time, I was fresh out of high school, so it was like my mom didn't feel like paying, my pop didn't feel like paying. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna find myself a little job real quick. Until I figure out, you know, what I'm going to do with my life.
I feel you on that, because I almost went to, what's that, Le Cordon Bleu? But I was broke as fuck, so I was like, yeah, I can't afford that, so we're going to figure something else out. Let me ask you this.
That shit is expensive.
Because as black people, super expensive. As black people, we tend to take over sports that ain't made for us, but somehow we get out there. How is hockey? Because I've always looked at hockey. I can't skate for one, so I ain't even going to try it. But as a black hockey player, when you play, I don't want to say, is it as racist as everybody think, but is there a disadvantage of being black and playing hockey?
Yes and no. The very first black hockey player was named Willie O'Ree. He played for the Boston Bruins. He was the very first black hockey player. I knew about this since I was in fourth grade. I was kind of drawn to it because, you know, actually, you know, find somebody who's my skin color, being the first black hockey player to play inside, you know, to play hockey. So it's definitely some pros and cons. You know, racism, like you just said, that's a big one. But you see in today's world, more black people are playing hockey. Like a lot for more sure. Black people. You know, there's right, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, just to play hockey inside the suburban area, you know, but also urban areas at that, it was difficult. You know, my pop, he was like, yo, don't worry about it. You know, eventually, you know, people are gonna, you know, look at you as like, oh, you know, he's a black hockey player. So, and plus, you know, where I was playing at in Philly, it was just all, you know, it was all racist. I had a Puerto Rican female playing. It was fun. You know, it was real fun. Yeah, right. Right. It was all racist, but it was fun, you know, playing hockey, obviously.
I can dig it. Like I said, I thought about it, but I can't skate, so I ain't even. That's probably the first requirement to play hockey. You can do a lot, right. But you got to be able to skate first.
Hell yeah! Did you
have? Did you?
I got a question for you, bro. All
right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So it seemed like throughout your career and your journey, you like to fight adversity. It seemed like. Hockey, even with the your journey to get where you're going, you like to fight adversity. Is that what drive you in the fitness area as well?
Adversity, it does. Like I'm gonna be honest with you. Like adversity, it helps me because when I was in high school, I'm not gonna lie to nobody on here. You know, they thought I was stupid. I was never stupid. I just didn't care. I really didn't care about school because, like, I knew eventually, like, yo, this diploma, it's not going to mean anything. It's just a piece of paper. Like, I could show up to a job and say, all right, yeah, I graduated. All right, cool. You know what? But how's that? But how's that? You know, benefited me. What skills can I offer the job? Just like just a piece of paper. So, you know, adversity, it helps me, like, until this day, it's still helping me because, you know, I'm always fighting for, you know, not people's attention, but just to show people, like, you know, I can really do this. You know, anything, if I put my mind to it, I know that I can do.
Yeah, facts.
Adversity is that weird thing.
I can tell that's a thing from you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you.
So I want to ask this question because we see fitness gurus and they're mostly like women. As a male in the fitness atmosphere, do you feel it's harder for a man or is it kind of easier?
That's a good question. That's the first question. I mean, it's the first time somebody ever asked me that. How can I answer this question? I guess you can say it's kind of easier for both. It depends on who the person is, and also, you know, how they trying to market. It's like at least it was about 77% white people in 2022 were personal trainers, and there were about 7.6 people were black people were personal trainers in 2022. So that right there, that's just show you, like, you know, it's not about a gender, honestly, because, you know, most people are going to go to white people. So it's just like, you know, trying to, you know, come into this industry and really show people and really, you know, change the culture, as you know what we say, just trying to, you know, uplift black people to make them understand, like, yo, if you keep on doing what you're doing, like, you're not gonna live for long. You know, I don't really try to force it down people's throat. I don't. That's something that I don't do. Like, so basically, you know, with my wife, she kind of understood now, like, yo, you know, I should really start taking my health kind of serious. You know, it's gonna really change my life. But it's kind of hard for both, but it's just more of a, for me, like, from what I see, it's more of a, like, a race thing. You know, honestly, it's just not really a gender thing. You know, more people probably will go to females, but then again, you got also males, but you got to also understand as well, we're in 2024 and, you know, everybody's kind of on ice with, you know, certain people training them and everything. So it's kind of like a vice versa type thing, you know, I mean, you can say. I mean, me personally, you know, what I tell people is I'm not no guru. I'm not no social media guru. I'm the person who's up at least 12 o'clock in the morning studying, researching, giving people information. Like, that's me. I'm not on social media doing for likes and, you know, and comments. You know, I'm really trying to build a community for people, and that's genuine and also different.
I like that. That, not gonna lie. The numbers you had is staggering, like 7% black people taking physical training seriously is it's a sad,
right? It's crazy, right?
There's no other way to look at it.
What is the number out of the 7%? What is it, the 14 million black people? So, like, how many?
Not that.
It's somewhere around that. It's somewhere around that ballpark. But, you know, everybody says is, you know, what everybody's saying is, you know, what about most of the athletes who are retired? You know, why are they not personal trainers? Yeah, they still adding the athletes in there. So basically, like, you know, they're still adding all the black people, you know, retired athletes, former athletes. You know, why is it, like, you know, why is this number so low? You know, honestly.
Well, I do want to go ahead. I'm come back to my question.
Okay, word. We'll get back to you. Back to booming in a minute. Yeah, that number is staggering, especially if it's kind of inflated because of, you know, they still count athletes in that number. I think, and when we get to a certain age, because I'm old as fuck, so I probably should start taking it a little more seriously than I do. No, seriously, because, you know, we not getting no younger, and black people usually age pretty well, but when you don't take care of your physical health, it gets bad. Okay. You don't want to look like Brian Denny out here.
So, DC know
him. Yes. Because you got
Well, we've got no time for excuses.
You got that fist out. We got no time for excuses fist.
No, we do, man. You know what?
We was like, yeah, you know? I'm serious because I'm doing this. Go ahead.
Not for real, man. Because look.
Yeah,
okay, so I do want to go back to my hockey question with you, Todd, man. But before I get to my hockey question, I do want to stay on topic of what y'all were talking about as far as the health go, and that we not taking our health serious. Todd, you probably know a bit about this, and if you don't, then I hope I don't, you know, fuck up anything that you got going, or maybe anybody who watching this research what I'm talking about. The food that they feeding us, good or fucking bad, it's stressed with so many goddamn chemicals that even if you try and eat right, you still might fuck around and get fat. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? Okay, so now we gotta put ourselves in a position to get some land, grow our own food so we can fucking eat the right way. Because at this point, it's so much shit that's not even allowed to be eaten in other countries that we just stuff in our face with trying to get healthy, not knowing that this shit is fucking us up, so it sounds like it's a setup. Anyways. Go ahead. Do you understand what I'm saying, though?
So basically, I definitely understand what you're saying. I've been saying this ever since I kind of start figuring out, you know, the whole world and food and chemicals and everything. You got to also realize, you know, what you said as well. Also in other countries, they have no chemicals, but they still have the same exact thing, but it's also good. But you come over here to us, it's all chemicals. So yeah, there are some good and bad food that can also still make us fat. But there's also things that you can kind of shy away from to keep you not getting fat. I know eventually, once I get my first crib, I'm growing every single day. Like I'm not going to the store for nothing. I'm growing everything from my grass, from everything. So basically, yeah, it's hard. I'm telling you this. Yes, it's hard to kind of eat right with still living in South America, but you kind of gotta go the route of just balancing it. Honestly, that's all you can do.
That's to be on some gorilla shit. It's not, you know, no, what I'm saying?
So it's not no secret sauce of it. Honestly, you gotta just balance it. That's all you gotta do. Honestly.
Big facts. And then my last question before y'all keep going, man. I just want to reverse back to the hockey situation, man. I don't know if you said this. Maybe I missed it, so I apologize if I missed it, bro. But like, what made you choose hockey out of all sports?
My pop, I asked him, like, yo, what made you want me to do hockey? He was like, something different. I didn't want you to play football too early. I didn't want you to play basketball too early. Eventually, yes, I did, you know. Eventually, I did play sports as I got older. He chose it. Honestly, he chose it for me. I liked it. It was fun. I know when I was younger, I was getting looked at for two schools. I know, but you know, my mom and my dad was on bad terms, so I kind of eventually had to move my mom. I really didn't get it. You know, I really didn't get the chance to see what my career would have been if I would have stayed in Philly. And also went to a private school for hockey. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I just tell people it was a fun little, you know, 12 years that I did, you know, playing that sport. And eventually, hopefully, I can, you know, get back on the ice pretty soon.
So I just didn't picture you with like a big picture of like Wayne Gretzky on the wall or something like as a kid.
That's what everybody,
you know what I'm saying?
That's what everybody mindset is because I'm black. So like you think
like, oh, Kobe, lie, like,
I didn't know, even know you were black, bro.
You know,
colorblind.
And like all those people.
I'm colorblind. Bro. I didn't even know.
So it's just, I mean, I mean, you know, but eventually, you know, my pop, he kind of like steered me into football. I was kind of, it was like natural basketball. And then eventually, once I got to high school, they didn't have hockey. So I just either do track and field, basketball, or football, honestly.
And so you just took over every sport known to man, pretty much. That's cool. I can dig it.
Yeah, pretty so much.
Hey man, we got to. They know we get on a court, a rink, or a field, it's over. They be taking over country music, hockey.
They said hockey was our sport first, but I ain't gonna do that on what the shit.
It is. It was.
You know, honestly, though, there's some history. There's a lot of Black history on hockey. You'd be surprised. They met that when I think 2 years ago. ESPN put out a little, you know, like a little short thing on hockey for Black people. It was like, you know, actually, you know, really Black History Month. And, you know, they put out a little thing about 1990 something where hockey was started for Black people, so forth, so forth.
Yeah, hockey is that sport that I think most Black dudes, here's the thing, especially in the hood, want to fight.
But that's, and you know what? That's everybody's favorite part, the fighting part, because it's the only sport that I know eventually that you can fight without, like, without getting fined. It's just you can fight. It's not a free fight, honestly, even though you get penalty for it. But, you know, you still can fight. I mean, honestly.
You got the goons out there, just the nigga just skating around looking for a fight. Yeah. Got this stick, boy.
Nigga just looking for a fight. I've been waiting all motherfucking day.
Charlie's bitch ass over there, nigga, owe me
$20. Skating around that bitch. Just skating like a motherfucker. Just skating.
But to get away from the hockey, I want to. We touched on something. And Boom had a point. And the food that we have here, like the additives and everything that's in it. Like I seen this post of like American food. And then that same food over in somewhere else. And it's just alarming, the effect of some of the bullshit that's in it. And trying to combat that. But then it'd be like eating healthier is more expensive than eating the regular stuff, which is another reason why we got to get out of the looking at the money wise over, because you pay for it.
What
you
get. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to, so when y'all go to the grocery store, what's cheaper? The fast food,
shit.
Right?
Yeah.
The processed food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what's more expensive? What's more, you know, what costs a lot more money? Healthy food, right? So they organic. So yeah. They already organic. Know that organic. Right. So they already know that we're gonna buy the cheap stuff because it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like we're like a mind thing. Like, all right, so we got them. So we already know that, you know, they're gonna buy the cheap stuff instead of the more of the healthy stuff.
This is true, because I ain't gonna lie, I've made a few decisions at the line.
My thing.
But nah, that's all what
it is. That's all. It's all a mind thing.
They do say, okay, you're going to buy the cheap stuff because it's cheap. You do need to find farmers markets, you know what I'm saying? People who naturally grow things. But you need to be able to get there, right? You need to be, as a vet says, right? So we got to find places to actually do that. I don't know if people know too many of those places. I think they call it like farmers or something. Farmers market? Yeah, no, they actually have like a grow team, like a community, though. It's like a community with inside a community, like the west side will have it or the east side will have it, where everybody just come there and grow shit.
You know? Oh, yeah, you're talking about like community. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, where everybody plants something and then we, you know, saying everybody.
But we would have to take it serious. Like, niggas ain't about to die for that shit. Niggas would rather die for some pair of J's, and that's the scary part.
Yeah, well, man, I ain't dying for no J's, but, you know, I definitely want to see better food.
That's very true. Me neither. Nigga shoot me with some change. I'm telling you, he petty as hell. Go get him.
Nigga running through the tomato patch in the J's you trying to take, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
It's crazy. What the fuck? So, dietary, what are some things you recommend to, because I know you see a lot of, like, people talking about calorie counting and all that math and stuff that I just can't do off the top of my head, nor with a pen nor paper, but because you see, like, The Rock, he does, like, this weird, The Rock's fucking diet is outrageous. You know, people be eating like 50,000 calories all this stuff.
I tried this workout last month. And boy, was I tired after the first set. I'm like it was his workouts is all volume though. It's not like nothing crazy. It's just all heavy weight. Sometimes it's lightweight, but it's really just all volume. So, with the diet, I mean, I don't really focus on that. I'm not certified for that. I'm not ready for that yet because that's like really discipline. Because if you hire me to give you a meal prep, you should be able to follow that meal prep. And that's where, that's where the whole, right, that's where that comes in, where you got to trust your client to make sure that he or she is going to follow his meal prep. So it's like, I'm like, all right, Todd, you're not ready yet because it's like it's something that you got to go into, explain a lot more. But honestly, my wife, she's doing now. She's on a she counting her calories. I mean, we live in 2024, so everything is on a phone. It's all technology now, so she don't got no piece of paper. She does everything from her phone, and she lost about, let's see, 80 pounds so far. And she started at the so basically, and plus, you know, by me being a personal trainer, I just gave her a workout regimen. I gave her like a whole workout for the week when I'm not home, and she follows that, and then she's been doing good. So I mean, is this honestly, you know, is this when it comes to that part, it's all about mindset, honestly, and discipline. That's all it's really about. When you know, when you're on your fitness journey, that's all what it's about. Is this about discipline and mindset?
That's a motherfucking fact, because it's a gym right on the corner right here. This little EOS Fitness, and I ride past it every day. And I wasted $135 and I went to that bitch for 2 weeks. Went to that bitch for 2 weeks. And then I had to cancel 30 days early. And so my shit don't end until May 26th. So I still can go up in that bitch right now.
Look at this. Somebody come look at this.
Hey, boo, look at this. You better go utilize.
Somebody come and look at this. Look at this.
Look, I got jump ropes, weights, steps. Nigga, little man.
Boom, go to the gym. Boom, go to the fucking gym.
Hold up. So what you just said, you don't need a gym. You got a jump rope. You got steps. Dumbbells, that's all you need. You don't really need a gym. Like, a gym is just, I don't know, it's to meet people, honestly. It's just
if I'm sitting by myself, I'm either gonna jump on the game, smoke some weed, look on Twitter. You know what's going on Twitter right now. You know how crazy Twitter is, you know. And sometimes I don't feel like jump roping to Twitter right there. Or the Xbox right there, you know
what I'm saying? And that's exactly what he was talking about when he said discipline. This nigga look at the jump rope and go.
That's why he need to take his ass to the gym. That's why he need to go to the gym. Go to the gym. Take your ass down there. You got to the 25th. Go to the gym.
I got a $10 membership on here for workouts.
And don't even use it.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You got 45 memberships. He got a Gold's Gym.
I'm trying to motivate myself, but I can't. I cancel this shit.
So, Ty, let me ask you this, Ty, because
boom.
Let me ask you this, Ty, because we clearly need to get Boom motivated. What's some tips to get people motivated to work out? Because niggas got jump ropes and dumbbells and memberships to 45,000 gyms and virtual gyms and ain't never hitting one of them. How can we get Boom to, like, I'm being serious. Everybody laughing, but I'm being dead serious. Because there's no way on God's gym.
A virtual gym and don't even hit it. Oh my God.
Now you got a virtual gym and you look at the gym and be like,
the fact that you ain't got on a virtual treadmill is crazy. That is bothering me, Boom. Oh,
in the virtual wall, he walked past the virtual gym.
My tip, honestly, is real. It starts with you. That's what to everybody. It starts with you. If you look at Wiz Khalifa, he still smokes weeds. He still smokes weed. He still works out. So is this? Mm-hmm. It's not the weed problem. It's just you got to just start with you. That's it.
Hey man, just say man, it's you got to motivate your goddamn self, man. It's that simple, man.
Lift the weed, Boom. Lift the weed.
Hey, listen, I for sure lift about 5 grams a day.
I'm mad as fuck. You got a virtual Peloton. How the fuck you get a virtual Peloton and you don't use motherfuckers? That is crazy.
It got virtual clothes on it.
I'm
disgusted with you,
bro.
Fabletics. He got on virtual Fabletics. It's crazy.
I mean, for myself, I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I go to the gym, Planet Fitness right around my corner. I go there. I may work out from like 4 to 6, go to work, come home, do business. That's it. I wake up on top. Now listen, yes, I do give myself rest days. I'm not like in there like that. People gotta understand, you gotta give yourself rest and also to let your body recover. So, you know, mm-hmm. by me going, 5 times out the week and also waking up early to work out at that, like today. It was leg day today. I'm still sore from earlier this morning. So, you know.
What is that?
So it's
he said recovery. That's for when I do my hard workouts. I'm going crazy. And my feet hurting. I compress them hoes, my calves are sick. You know, when you hitting them squats and you going crazy.
Yeah. I don't picture it.
Yep.
But
yep.
My
calves be hurting, so I gotta put that on.
After I get done doing
the workout.
Okay.
Hey, you like the one nigga that show up to the court with the headband and the sleeves and don't even play.
Yeah, all this $1 million worth of equipment, man, and just be twittering it.
I feel sad.
You got all the equipment and no motherfucking game.
I got one little stretchy band I be hitting every day, and this nigga got all this equipment, man. I know. We gonna trade, Boom. You gonna get the stretchy band, and I'm gonna take all that shit and get back.
Nigga got everything. Nigga got a recovery suit.
This got a
solid suit. Him and Todd was the only two that knew what that was. Me and you both was confused.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is that? This nigga got a hyperbolic time chamber.
What the fuck? We got
a hyperbolic time chamber in the bathroom and don't recover at all. This nigga just.
I had no reason to recover, man. I
gotta get it. You got a reason to be whip out some shit. You just ain't using it.
Todd need it. Todd said, sell it to me.
Yeah, Todd's like, I ain't got that one.
Todd said, can I buy it from you right now? Let me buy that from you. You don't even need that. I don't even have that one. What the fuck?
Boom, that is outrageous, yo. That is.
I'm finna go cry, man. I need to fix my life, man.
That is.
My priorities is fucked up, Todd. That's what it is.
This is two weeks in the world, bro.
Yeah.
This is crazy. 2 weeks.
But we care about you. So, you know, you ain't the only one. I need to, get right.
No,
because I used to work at a place where I was living medical equipment.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So. I need to start, like I said, I'm getting old, so I need to start getting right, because I seen this dude, he was like 80 years old, and this nigga looked like he could still take somebody. And I was like, I don't want to be the 80-year-old man with muscle atrophy or something, man. And I'm just out here getting tried by little kids that kick over my cane and shit, and I fall.
That's my worst fear.
That's my worst fear.
Is getting the pinch nerve, and I can't get that bitch out. And I walk, and I work with a hand. Nah, and you walk with a hand to some shit because you can't get that bitch out. Yeah. Now you all fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be that guy out here getting beat up by little kids. Or my son tried me one day because I'm old. You know what I'm saying? Remember all that shit you used to talk to dad when you was buff?
But I don't want to get beat up. Yeah, bro.
But ain't it a 50-50 chance like you could pull a nerve if you're trying to work out to keep yourself from pulling a nerve? Like, I mean, you're taking a chance either way, right? So
so that's your excuse for not doing it? I don't want to take a chance of pulling something. This is the good. Yo, let me tell you something, Boom.
Well, we've got no time for excuses.
None. No time for excuses, Boom. We ain't doing that. It's working out. Hey, is boom, one
you
of
just
things.
Fucked me up so bad, bro. I swear to God.
Nigga had a built-in excuse. Yeah, I could pinch a nerve, so you know that's why I ain't never really went as hard as I should.
If you pinch a nerve on your back, do you gotta go to the gym? I got a pinched nerve on my left side. That's why I ain't been about 2 months.
If I wouldn't have been doing them push-ups, I would have never caught that pinched nerve.
You need to go to virtual. You need to
virtual gym.
You need to go to virtual rehab.
Virtual rehab is wild too. Like laid on a virtual couch, talking about getting collateralized and shit. I don't even know if that's a word, but in chiropractic work, in the virtual world, is beyond me, yo. And even then, he ain't got HMO, so his insurance bad, so he go one of them rinky-dink chiropractors in a back, into a back alley virtual, chiropractor.
Virtual rehab is crazy. Oh my
God. No, I get the default trainer.
Yeah, it's just a plain ass beige. They got a beige shirt and blue slacks and some brown shoes.
This nigga built like me and shit. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm about the same nigga, body. This same nigga virtual this body.
This nigga look me up.
We gotta do this together, bro. We gotta do this together.
Okay. So real quick, before we get back to before we get back,
don't y'all know how to act when we at company?
Not really, at all. But real quick, we got a new segment. Real quick, we're gonna get into. Before we do that, I got this beautiful thing I want to show y'all. Get to the court report.
It's not a game. It's a rich game.
Yeah, my bad, Boom. I'm gonna work on yours again because yours did have some cute Bill.
Hey,
Cosby,
Boom, you see my shit
up there?
You see my shit, Boom? Hey, Boom, did you see my shit? Too. My shit was woo. That bitch
is
fire,
bro. I don't respect that bitch no man. Who got, any man that can get a hairline and got a whole full facial. Fuck y'all niggas.
Damn.
You feel me? Damn. Hate is real. All
right,
it's all good.
So
we're
getting into the court report.
I can't help it, bro.
What you got for today, Kurt? Let's bring this up.
So we got a couple new albums out right now, man. I want y'all to check out, man. That Mozzie album, man. I don't know if y'all fuck with Mozzie, but Mozzie new album is out. This shit is fire. I ain't found a bad track on it yet. Braxton Tiller, if you into the R&B, Braxton Tiller got a new album out. It's real good. Friday, Young Blue come out with this album. I know I say tomorrow. It's not tomorrow. It's Friday. I know this was fucked up. Sometimes you be smoking when you're doing this shit. Okay? But,
Friday, side tomorrow.
Note, so you could drop that now. Side note, if you've been getting into the beefs, man, over the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of beef songs coming out, a lot of diss records, a lot of things going on in hip-hop. But the most interesting thing that's going on right now to me is Chris Brown and Quavo. Now, Chris Brown and Quavo, they've been going backwards and forth. I know Chris Brown to be a singer. But what he did to Quavo, I think is a travesty. Now, Boom, I just wanted to ask you, because you know, you talk about the music too. We've been talking about these discs off air, on air. What do you think about Quavo's response to Chris Brown?
I think that it was a fire rebuttal. I believe that before he came with the rebuttal, he had apologized to him or something like that. Like, we good, like, leave it alone or something. But the way that Chris Brown responded was crazy, right? But then the rebuttal was like, because, you know, in Chris Brown's attack, he said something like, I don't know, just somewhere in, like, nigga, we would have rather you been dead over take something in that area, right? And then when you go listen to Quavo's response, number one, he let us know, like, bro, you trying to argue over a female. Like, you know what I'm saying? What did you want? Then he let us know, number two, when he put Takeoff on there and Take come in rapping, like, rest in peace, Take. First off, we know he was the most fire one out the Migos, you know what I'm saying? But rest in peace, Take. But then for you to put him on the track and then come back in talking crazy, bro. He called this man a crackhead, Michael. He said, you crackhead Michael Jackson, you better beat it. Bro, we done, bro. We don't need to do this. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, hell no.
This shit is over. This shit is over, bro. You called the man a crackhead Michael Jackson, man.
Okay. Okay. Obviously, Boo wasn't listening over the week. I don't know where your head was at with that. I didn't think you were listening anyway. Back to regular schedule programming. Chris Brown disqued.
I wasn't listening.
Quavo came back with a mid-ass response.
A mid-response?
I wish we had a clip.
That was
mid-ass response that Quavo had. I gave it a 5 out of 10. You didn't go to my page. You go to my Facebook page where I gave it a 5 out of 10 and I gave it a real honest review. Because what you just did was you gave him a pass. Actually, Chris Brown kind of just said what you said in a roundabout way. You feel me? You just tried to make it sound like it was a nice diss song. And it was. He showed that he was the missing link or the weakest link.
There we have it.
Thank you, Quavo.
That was the court report.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Quavo.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Fucked up.
All right, now, what am I saying, Nick? I ain't gonna fuck it up. I'm gonna let him have it. I'm gonna catch
him later, though. Appreciate it. All right, that was the court report. Yo, music news and reviews. So back to our guest. So, Todd, let me ask you this: what would be your dream client? I know, like, trainers, you get, you know, there's the private sector, there's sports teams, there's, you know, people training for whatever. Like, what's your ultimate goal? Like, I want to be able to either take my program to, like, a high school, college, something like that. Where are you at with that?
I don't have a dream client. You know, my dream client is everybody. Anybody that I know that I can help. And, you know, eventually, you know, once I do have employees, you know, any of my personal trainers that I do hire on, that I know that they can help. That's my dream client. You know, the goal is to get locations everywhere. You know, multiple franchises all around the state to give people that, you know, that, you know, when you come inside my gym, I want you to feel welcome. I don't want you to feel that you being stalked or, you know, somebody's recording you. I just want to feel like, you know, I just want to make you feel that, you know, you're home. Because in today's world, the fitness industry is going downhill, honestly. I'm not even going to hold y'all. You got females recording this person. You got males doing this, trying to get attention. And, like, honestly, bro, just go to the gym and work out. Don't try to do the most try to get somebody attention. Just go work out. If you want to meet somebody, just be yourself. You know, I mean, that's it. You know, that's my ultimate, you know, that's my ultimate goal. It's to really get, you know, multiple franchises, have a lot of clientele, and just, you know, build up a very, very strong community.
I can dig it. You mentioned Planet Fitness, and I kind of think they're doing something counterproductive. These motherfuckers give you free pizza Fridays, from what I hear. Is that, like, how?
For the most part, from what I saw, so I know some Planet Fitness does it, some don't. I know events. I think they did it last year, where they just brought, like, a whole stack of pizza of like 20, you know, which is kind of kind of smart, but then kind of stupid, because what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to burn off, work out first, and then eat afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat first, then go work out, because you're just gaining the same calories which you just ate before. So I mean, it's a smart marketing idea, I guess you can call it. You know, it's kind of smart, but then again, it's not. But you know, I use Planet Fitness for everything. I'm not supposed to. They don't know that, which I don't really care. You know, I shoot content. You know, sometimes I'll train a client there, here and there. But you know, I just try to use my resources, you know, the best way I can, just to build up my business.
That is smart. On your part, Planet Fitness not so much, but you know, they booming, so I guess it is what it is. I felt like when I heard that and like seen, like, it just didn't make sense. It's like you got a stack of pizzas here, and you know what I'm saying, Jim, who's trying to lose weight, you giving him a slice of pepperoni right before he's supposed to work out. It felt like a trap. Like, it's always a trap with these people. I didn't get it. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't tripping in my ire or my anger towards Planet Fitness for that bull crap they pulled. But you know, I guess it works because people are still going to Planet Fitness, and they, you know, but as far as like using them to kind of springboard yourself, I think that's what we really need to do, because there's a lot of times where somebody has something and it's a good location, and you're just like, hey man, I'm about to shoot here and get my stuff up. And it's low overhead. You already bought the membership, so it's like you ain't spending no more money, and then you can really, you know.
Got a fucking Chipotle right in front of the EOS Fitness. Then they got a motherfucking McDonald's right in front of the EOS Fitness. Then across the street they got a motherfucking Subway and a motherfucking Burger King and shit. I don't like Burger King. I don't fuck with Burger King.
Boom! You know what that's called? It's called location.
And you been to all the places, but you ain't going to the EOS Fitness. You've been to every place over there, but you ain't going to the motherfucking fitness place.
They right there, right in front of my house, all of them. So they're all right there.
They give me one out of four choices.
They give me one good choice and like four, five bad choices.
That's what they do. Boom.
It's a Starbucks over there.
That's fucked up. You need to move.
It's a buying thing. That's what they do. They feel as though. Ooh. All right. So that's what I'm saying. So it's just like, I have a Planet Fitness. I have a tropical smoothie. Then like two buildings down, I have a McDonald's, a Sonic, a Dunkin' Donuts, and a Burger King. So it's really just a mind thing, honestly. You know, they know what they're doing when they do this stuff. So
you gotta ride past the Dunkin' Donuts with the sign that bitch say hot and ready, right? Then you gotta ride past them golden orange fries, right?
This nigga.
Or to get home and eat some celery cream cheese and olives. Like, god damn.
Hey, boom. Hey, Todd's not wrong. They are. They know what they doing. When you building a gym, you don't put a gym next to healthy people. You put that shit in a place where all the motherfuckers who walking out of McDonald's with that double cheeseburger and they make them feel bad because they see a gym. So now they shame themselves and they go to work out.
But then after they work out, they see them fries.
After they leave the gym, they go back to get another double cheeseburger and see that same gym again. So they got to go back to work on the two double cheeseburgers.
It's time. I'm working for McDonald's and gyms. Dad, what the fuck is going on in this motherfucker?
That's marketing.
So look, real quick. My question would be,
you just keep it the same weight.
Yeah.
my real question for you would be, then, man, would it be, say, the real way to achieve, I wouldn't say perfect fitness, but great fitness, would be to live off the grid? Maybe that's why niggas, when they go do their workouts and shit, they go out countries and shit and just be off the grid working out and all that. Because mama cooking, Auntie cooking.
I mean, it McDonald's. Depends on you.
And I'm trying to get my if I'm trying to get myself an order, I need to be in the Himalayas. Okay.
It's like a boom, really about to leave the country.
Yeah, that's smart. Honestly, I'm gonna hold you. That's
that way you ain't gotta leave the McDonald's and see the gym.
I realize, you know, some of these other countries. Yeah, I mean, some of these other countries, I mean, some people who do live off the grid, you know, they are, you know, ripped in fitness, you know, calisthenics, no gym at all. But, hey,
when I got to know who won the finals, too, though.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's all just a market.
This shit is bullshit, bro. I ain't going to lie. Whoever set this shit up, bro.
That's the shit, bro. That's the most fucked up part. Like, you off the grid and shit. You eat good, you healthy, and you come back to find out somebody you ain't want to win the one. You pissed the fuck off. Nah, man. And I'm gonna give you some fries. I need some fries. Nah, I need some fries to. What the fuck happened? Are you gonna give me some fries to get my anger down?
Now you come for eating, so now you blow up again, and now you gotta go back to same gym and shame.
Boom! This shit, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you, boom. This shit is scam, bro.
It is not a scam,
bro. Man. They tried to set this up. I'm about to give me a virtual membership too.
Yo,
work from home job, virtual membership. We never leave home. Order everything. Stay at home and work out and work.
So niggas gonna die. We gonna die within a year. Everybody's gonna die within a year with that plan.
That is a horrible plan. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. Todd, let me ask you this because
morbidly obese. I go lie to you. That's the worst plan I ever heard.
Todd, let me ask you this because we see a lot of ads nowadays for those like Ozempic and like some diet pills or diet programs and all this and that. Those miracle drugs that's supposed to help us, you know, you take it one day and 30 days later you look like Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying, from Snoop from you know, Bruce the Snoop Dogg and all this other
baby
stuff
boy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, like, so is there a, and I don't, you know, I don't know if you, that's your expertise yet, I don't know if you, well, you're looking into it, but I always like to ask this question to people who are kind of in that area. Do those work, you feel? Or is it just really just, you know, dedication, hard work?
Dedication, hard work. All that stuff that you see inside the stores is just a marketing tactic. They want you to buy it so they can make more money. That's all it really is. Like, you know, like I just said, my wife didn't take no pills, no nothing. She just worked out, balanced, you know, ate the right food, and then that's it. That's all. So it is just dedication and grind. That's it. Discipline. That's all you got to do. Now, if you want to, yes, you can do it. But it's not. It's just not going to happen overnight. You know.
Mm.
But most of these people who try to get on this, trying to lose weight, they go to the pill right. You know what? Let me take this pill for this many days, and you know, mm-hmm, I'm going to be skinny. All right. Once you get skinny, you got to go also. So it's just, you know, you got to know what to do.
Balance.
Okay. So
go ahead, boo.
Oh, I was going to say, well, what would you tell a family of seven trying to eat right? How the fuck they go eat right? How would you tell them?
How they go eat
right? That's healthy. That's the comment too, baby. Hey,
I mean, all right. So, no.
Because the apple a day keep the doctor away, right?
Crazy.
Apple a day keep the doctor away, but seven apples a day,
nigga,
we're gonna be homeless,
nigga.
I'm just saying.
All right, so all right. So
this nigga is crazy, bro. Oh my god. So,
all right, so I can explain that. So I got two kids. You know, my kids, I don't allow them to eat no candy, no dye or nothing. They still eat here and there with, you know, snacks. I allow that. You know, snacks is cool. I allow you have a little, you know, cupcake, a little honey bun here and there. But for a family of seven, it starts with the parents first. You know, you got to understand, you know, your kids are like, your kids are going to follow everything that you do to the fullest extent. Whatever they see that you're doing, they want to do. So once it starts with the two leaders, the mom and the dad, that's when the kids are going to start, you know, falling in line. Once you enforce it and keep on enforcing, like, yo, all right, y'all, we're going to come back on this week. You know, that's how we're going to do it. You know, is this all about this enforcing it so that they can understand, and also eventually once they get older, they can pass it down to their kids. You know, so is this, but for a family of seven, it starts with the parents first.
There you go, Boone. So you got to start going to that virtual gym first. Let your kids see you working out in the headset and jumping rope at the same time. That's where it begins, nigga, at home. So stop passing the virtual gym on your way to that virtual strip club, nigga. You might be all right. But that's a good question.
Bro, drive right past the virtual
gym. Right past the
virtual candy bar.
Right past this nigga walk past it too at the same time. excuse me. Because the reason I asked you about the pills and stuff, because I always see like Frank Thomas hawking the testosterone and all this other stuff. And it just be wild because GNC has a whole bunch of different stuff. You got the, like you said, tropical smoothie and all these different places that really seem like they cater to the plight, but sometimes it's really just fillers. Look, this nigga about to go right now. He about to bypass the whole show to go to the virtual strip club. Nigga. They go walk past the show, walk past the gym, and hit the strip club.
Because I never thought about a virtual strip club.
Hey, the fact that he about to go in there and do 2 minutes of lifting weight is crazy.
He about to try now. He gonna show us the last few minutes of the show.
He about to download Virtual Magic City. Virtual Magic City is crazy.
That is
virtual currency that I already buy on 2K. It's even more crazy than throwing virtual dollars.
That's his workout, throwing virtual dollars. Not, man, not get this out nigga of here, trying
to die. He's throwing VC is crazy.
VC is crazy.
But the gym seeing all that, this nigga really was about to go in there. If we would have said that, VC, he was really going nuts. He was really about to. Anywho, so the virtual, damn, now this nigga got me talking about the virtual shit. But the GNC and all these things that have the fillers in it is because I looked into some of that stuff because, like, you want to try to take protein. So let me ask you this. The debate on, like the powdered proteins and all that other stuff, do you recommend those when you're with your workout programs, or is it just like just straight, you know, water, workout, eat good? Or is there a balance? If that question makes any sense, because when I said it, it didn't feel like it did, but I was already
it's out. A balance. No, I understand what you meant. It's really just a balance. You know, I don't recommend protein for everybody. You know, I have a friend who's about five some change. I know he's short, but he's now, before, if you saw him before, he was just soaking wet, you know, no muscle, but now he's about somewhat near where I'm at now. So basically, you know, with him, he was just doing chicken protein, working out. It all depends on the person, you know, but I don't recommend protein for everybody, honestly, because I don't even take protein myself. I mean, honestly, you know, with me, it's just really fruit, water, cup of wheat, eat right. That's pretty much it. You know, I don't drink none of that pre-workout, nothing of that, none of that. It's all energy where I wake up in the morning. I got a full blown energy from the time I get off of work until the time I come home. So it's just basically, I don't recommend all that stuff to everybody because most of the time you got people who are drinking pre-workout, who are drinking monsters, who is basically killing them, honestly, what they don't realize.
What's that?
Yeah, that's also good. Yes, I know. Yeah.
Hey, Court, this nigga got shit you don't even use.
No, so basically, what that is Silogen. Silogen is like
this nigga got virtual vitamins.
It's wild. The fact that this nigga got a whole DNC in his house and don't use none of this.
Come
shit.
On, bro. Come on, boy, man. Yeah, bro. Hold you on. Gotta get so, arrested, what is bro. That?
I wanted to hear Todd. What is that though?
No, it's I forgot what it does, but the name is called Silogen. It's an herbal form of drug that helps you. There's like also frog. Other it's key frog. Ones. It's like yeah, right. Yeah, matter of fact, yep. Oh,
it's a
also
a whole bunch of minerals. Got other ones you got. Frog. And it basically give you like energy, yep. All kinds of energy, and it like it help it strengthens your antibodies and shit like that, right? But what's crazy is you don't use it because you start feeling like a young man again. Like I'm gonna just say that much, and you know how we was yep. Like rappers mm-hmm. And shit. But it's very good for you though.
That's why you got a house of seven.
Wow, it's definitely. Nah, it definitely is good though. Like Silogen.
Yeah. Last thing you need is the virtual strip club.
In the corner getting thrown out by the virtual bouncer.
That shit alone.
Yeah, nah.
So, yeah, bro. I threw up on a.
So that is good for you though. You would recommend something like that. Now, is that something you kind of moderation type thing, or? You know, some of these things have those, like the instructions.
Moderations, you know.
I do it like 3 times a week.
Yeah, they'll have the instructions on it. Basically, you know what I do. Yeah, I'll basically just follow the instructions, but also try to make it to your routine. All right. Just to make it more comfortable for you. There's some other top ones that everybody should use. Sea moss and also black seed oil. Black seed oil make you feel like you damn near 16, like 16 again. Like for real. Right.
So black seed moss.
Black seed oil will really make you feel like right. Sea moss and black seed oil will make you feel like you really young. Like you'll make sure your body is healthy, not tired, not bloated enough. And it'll really make you feel like you really young again, honestly.
But don't go try and dunk because you'll pull your calf muscle, my nigga. Don't be out here thinking that you can do shit because your body feels like it.
That's my thing to everybody.
So don't get overconfident, but feel confident. Okay. All right. Duly noted.
Right.
Don't
right.
Get out here right. And tell right. Your ACL but you're like years old.
Thank you.
So sea moss, I did take sea moss for a little bit.
I mean, that's a little recommendation to everybody out there. You know, just take some natural medicine that, you know, came from the freaking rainforest, I think. Earth, matter of fact. It's that much better when I say Earth. Recommendations, you know, is just, you know, my recommendation for everybody is fast your body. No food. Just water. Well, actually, no water either. The reason why I say that's the way that you can beat all diseases. There's no cure for no disease at all. You gotta just fast your body and you'll be perfectly fine.
And how long
like all those parasites inside your body? Huh?
Go ahead. Real fast.
Oh yeah. So basically just fast body to like basically. Fasting body will basically cure all diseases, cancer. You'll be surprised. Like it really does help because all what we're doing, we're just eating diseases and we're putting inside our bodies. So we got it, you know, fast your body for like
how
15
do you go
days,
without the
so
water though? You talking like H2O3
well, 25
like-
days, depending on you know your body weight and everything. I'm talking about like all right, so basically with me, if I'm going fast, I'm going to drink water because I need my water. So when I say fast, That means no processed food. You just drinking strictly water, like nothing inside your body, but strictly water. What they're going to do is that's going to flush out your whole system. Parasites, all that stuff that, like that you've been eating and everything, it's going to just flush out everything. And that's the way to, and then,
how long are we doing this?
How long?
15 days.
See, most people, if you brand new to it, I'll start out with 7 days.
Yeah, so boom, like, five for you.
You start liking it and it's working for you, 15 days.
That's seven.
After that 15 day mark,
three for boom.
We gonna start
after that 15 day mark, 25 days. But you gotta realize, what we eating is basically just giving us diseases. That's all what it's doing. That's all what it's doing.
You're trying to get close to God.
That's the.
This is what we trying to do. Right now. We trying to leave from 12 to 33. Come back doing
25 days is nuts. 25 days. Yeah, I was waiting for 15, bro. I was waiting for 15.
I'm 25. I'm with Todd. So let me ask you this, because I know there's been.
It's crazy.
I love it. Like 50 Cent from that one movie.
Now listen. Hold up. Now wait. Hold up. Now listen. There are everybody gonna piss you off. Everything that everybody says is gonna just say, "Yo, just shut up right now, bro. This is like, just shut up." But because you don't have no food inside your body, but you're also fasting your body. Fasting your body is the best way to flush out your whole body. And then what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to put fruit and vegetables inside your body, and then you'll basically be good. Now, yet again, if you want to just reach, it's like a process. They say you're supposed to do it every once a month, just fast your whole body. This is just to flush your whole body out. Mm.
7 days with just water and seven family members or just seven people in the same house and me just drinking only water.
Mm-hmm.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Well, your house might get banana sandwiches because everybody tired, got no food in their system, and everybody just drinking water. So there might be a lot of animosity in your crib.
Yes.
Everybody got hunger pains
with this fasting.
I mean, like, for the kids, I definitely won't recommend the kids at all, but definitely for the parents, just give it a try. Like, just try for 7 days with no food, just strictly water, and see what benefits that you see with inside the chains. If you see benefits with inside the chains throughout the 7 days, you're going to, trust me, you're going to be like, oh, wow, he was really,
I can't get a bag.
What are you talking about?
Honestly. I can't get a bag of chips or nothing. You
know,
like
nothing. Bro, no cracker. Nothing. Cheese.
Nothing, nah, you, bro. You cannot.
No fucking chips, bro.
What?
No food. No sugar. No nothing. Now, listen. You can do a fast where you just do fruit, vegetables, water. That's good. Or you can do the harder way where you're just doing strictly fasting, but just with water. No food.
So what if I do like a little THC water?
Now, just now, that's a good question. I don't know about that.
The weed water is crazy.
The weed water is crazy. Actually, they got a CBD tea.
And actually, I want some.
I got some upstairs. But now let me ask you this. Because with the water fasting, you're not getting any nutrients other than the water. So how do people deal with hunger pangs? And that's P-A-N-G-S, people, not pains. Like, you know what I mean? It's where your body is craving food and it's kind of like, I want to say cannibalizing itself a little bit, if that definition is correct. But
yeah,
I know a little bit. Don't let the hat fool you. I know a little bit.
You better just keep on drinking that water. I'll tell you that right now. It's because after that 7 day mark, when everything's all said and done, I'm trust and believe you're going to go to McDonald's, Burger King, KFC, any place that you can think of just to eat some food. And then, but then again, though, it's like, all right, you did that. I just showed you.
Fuck you.
So it's basically what it is. Like, honestly.
Fuck you. You want to buy me two cases of water?
Now you missed the get bad.
Hey, this nigga jumped up late.
Get bad.
Now, hey.
We was at when the nigga hit me with the Christmas tree.
So, I got another question. Because I had a friend who was, I guess he was doing bodybuilding at the time. And he was like, yeah, when I get hungry late at night, I don't eat food. I just take a spoonful of peanut butter and it get me right. I'm not sure about that, but yeah. See, the face you just had was the face I had time when he told me. And nigga was like, yeah, I just take a spoonful of peanut butter and it gets me right. And I'm not hungry. And I was like, nigga, if I eat a spoonful of peanut butter, it's going on some sandwich with some jelly, my nigga, because it ain't no way. I mean, a spoonful of peanut butter at night, nigga, thinking I'm about to be right for the next 72 hours.
Yeah, I ain't never heard no shit like
that. I mean, you know, I mean, everybody got their own little way of, you know, defeat hunger and not get hungry at night, but that's a
I mean, but I'm saying, yeah, not a piece of celery.
No, I never heard that before.
No, bro, just water,
You can go that route, but just also understand why you doing that. Like why you doing a fruit and vegetable? You still can't have no McDonald's. You still can't have no ribs. You still can't have no fried chicken. Water, fruit, and vegetable.
How much praying are you doing?
What you say?
How much praying to the Lord are you doing on it? How much praying are you doing? How much like praying to the Lord on this journey? Okay. You got to be doing a lot of praying
to
get through this journey.
Nah, it's just,
he's a professional. It's not, on honestly, hand you
know, I mean, honestly, you know, I tried it 5 years ago. Worked out like the first 7 days. I really wanted to kill somebody. I'm not even going to hold you.
The first couple, like two?
It's just once I got past the 7 days, I said, all right. The first days are the most hardest days because you're on a routine. You just know, wake up, eat, work, eat, come home, eat. The most hardest days. But you got to get past the first few, like, you have to get past those first 2 days.
What if you work from home?
Y'all not going to make it. Y'all not gonna make it.
Now, if you working from home,
we ain't making it.
Like, what about the weed, bro?
The weather shit is like weight loss challenge is dead.
And can you smoke weed? Yeah, can you smoke weed during the fast?
So the what this day 7 day fast is already out the window. It is a vegetable.
It's nothing. You can't even smoke weed.
Woo, y'all dead.
That's why I said if you look at Wiz is dope. He does M&A. But he still smokes weed. Now, I'm not really sure how his whole eating habits is, but it's just like if you want to smoke the weed, but you can kind of still do the whole fast, but you gotta also understand that if you're doing from a blunt, it's nicotine inside of a blunt. So boom, that's already like an out. Now with paper, because it's paper, but then again, it's like a hit or miss, honestly. It's like a hit or miss. It's really like a hit or miss with the weed.
What if I use a vegan wrap? I got a vegan.
What if I go old school, right? Poke some holes in a vegan
non-GMO.
That
bitch don't even got gluten in it, bro. This bitch don't even got gluten. I promise you. This bitch don't even got gluten in it.
We not gonna make it, y'all. This ain't gonna work. We're not gonna the 7 day what the shit fast challenge is over. These niggas, we can't even get the water in, and we gotta get the weed in. We ain't gonna make it, die. Let's just count us out of the challenge. When you do the 7 day challenge with everybody, just count what the shit out, because we ain't gonna make it. We just, dear Lord, we not gonna make it.
This nigga got no openness at all. This nigga said, "Nah, bro, don't even contact us.
Hey, Todd, the 7 day challenge you do with every other podcast, and every other podcast can win. We ain't winning. Day two, these niggas already like, I thought I was gonna do it.
I didn't call boom like shit. I didn't relapse, G.
Relapsing,
man.
Bro, I just went to the dispensary yesterday.
Jesus Christ. All right. We out. Todd, we out of it. Just count us out, man. Just keep us there in memory. Just put us in memorial. We not a part. We not going.
The fastest podcast ever to be eliminated.
The fast. We day one, we out. All right. It's about that time that we get up out of here. But before we go, I would like to thank Todd for coming through, man. Fit Gorilla giving us a lot of vital information and helping make sure, you know, because physical health is very important, especially in the world we live in nowadays. Shout out to your wife, because I need to get whatever app she got, because 80 pounds in a month is crazy and amazing at the same time. Before we get out of here, you know what time we do the parting shots. That last shot before we get up out of here. Todd, I want to thank you for coming. Please tell the people where they can find you, get information and everything that you have to offer with Fit Gorilla and the movement of making healthy people possible.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So basically, if you want to follow my business page, it's Fit Gorilla LLC. If you want to follow the personal journey on my personal page, this is basically it's me showing behind the scenes of, you know, building my business up. That's Fit Gorilla LLC _. You can follow our Facebook page as Fit Gorilla. Email us for any type of workouts or, you know, one-on-one personal training. It's Fit Gorilla 2019 at mail.com, not Gmail, at mail.com. And website, you know, I think I still got some stuff on the website. Our website is www.fitgorillallc.com. It's my old summer collection. It's like t-shirts, I think shorts, socks, whatever's on there. Basically, you know, that's basically where everybody can, you know, check me out at. And also for our prices, it's either on our Instagram page or our Facebook page.
Appreciate you. Court, talk to the people.
Hey, man, y'all know where to find me every Wednesday. Right here on What the Shit. You can follow my Facebook page. I'm still gonna be talking about these beats all week, man. I'm talking about this shit till this shit is over. I'm gonna be reporting it. I'm gonna be breaking it down. I'll be talking all this shit up right here on What the Shit every Wednesday until the beef is over. Okay. And I'm gonna have more dope albums coming out next week, man. So just stay tuned, keep it posted right here on What the Shit.
Boom, talk to him.
You already know what's up with me, man. Definitely catch me on What the Shit every Wednesday at 15 p.m. Eastern. Welcome with my guy, DC. Shout out to you for having me as a co-host. Shout out to Opulence Radio, where I'm probably going to be in Courtney's inbox, so we can go ahead and talk about this bullshit on Opulence Radio, where, you know, we revive with Boom. I definitely want to have that conversation with you with this whole Quavo and Chris Brown situation. And also shout out Miss Londa over there with Sip and Talk Podcast on Wednesday. So that should come on Wednesdays Sundays at 7:15 Central, 8:15 Eastern, live. But also Vibing with Boom come on Opulence Radio Sunday on the radio at 8 p.m. Eastern also. So check out whatever. You feel me? But I'm fucking around. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Todd too.
Because I'm lazy, I'm gonna let my shit go at the bottom as I usually do. Well, like I said, I want to thank our guest Todd for coming through, man. Thank you, two guys. Appreciate y'all, everybody who watched, share, subscribe, everything like that. You know, this is the only pod you can still get on your grandma's flip phone, so I appreciate them for keeping flip phones alive because we keep the show alive. Next week, we got, next week we got a guest.
Who, Obama phones.
Definitely Obama phones. We got a guest next week, man, who is in the movie field. He does a lot of good action work. We got Keith Collins coming from Cleveland. Let us know about Cleveland's new Black Hollywood Renaissance. Talk about that, all the news and notes, there's everything that's going on in the world. Before we get out of here, I do want to say one thing. I kind of got a new job. So I'm going back to work. For those who don't know, I quit my job because they're trying to slave me out. And I ain't with that no more. So I'm starting a job with the Stark County Hunger Task Force, driver/warehouse manager. But it's going to give me time to be able to do what I want because I'll be working from 9 to 2. So I'm looking to get back into more of this and enjoying the free time and being able to just really put more work into the podcast and everything that goes with it. So if you got a job that's trying to make sure that you ain't getting your dream out, leave immediately. That might not work for everybody. I know money is, you know, especially nowadays with everything being $45 for a bag of chips and $20 for, you know what I'm saying, everything else. It ain't easy, but sometimes you got to make sure that your dream.
Don't worry about it because we're going to the virtual gym anyway, though.
True.
So we don't worry about it.
And the virtual grocery store. So we good.
Job, get your ass to the virtual gym and we outside.
Before this year over with, man, if I get my $20 million check, man, I'm buying everybody Oculuses and we're doing our podcast through the work space and MetaQuest.
I'm going to pass on that. I don't think I trust Meta for anything. Before we get out of here.
I'm cool, bro. I'm cool.
Before we get out of here, I did have this. I wanted to talk about this. This is something I found. It's really going viral. This lady wrote because she slept with somebody to get a job, and then they continued sleeping with each other. They got divorced. He got divorced from his wife because they fell in love, and now they're together. They got a son together. But he hired somebody new, new hot thing in the office, and she feel kind of threatened. He told her he could stay, she stay home. But I think it's crazy because, you know, I found that real weird that she, you know, felt like her place was safe considering how she got it.
Hey, man, some of these chicken heads, man, they forget how you got. You feel me? You got him divorced his wife. What makes you think, you know what I'm saying? And that's vice versa for some of these dudes. Y'all over here thinking y'all playing the dude, you know what I'm saying, getting the girl. Whole time you next up, buddy. You feel me? You might mess around. Hey, shout out to my nigga Eric G. With the thoughts of Emery G. Thoughts of random thoughts, whatever. He told us, like, you know, he was the dude, the side nigga that became the boyfriend, and the boyfriend became the side nigga. You feel me? <He's> like,
circular. Yeah, that is a wild
circular. That's crazy.
Karmic timing. If I seen that and I was like, man, that is wild to have on the internet. The fact that you got a dude like that and you thought you was safe. From your spot was, like, you know, going to be intact. But we're going to leave on that note. Like I said, we'll be here next week. Shout out to our guest, Ty, man. Make sure y'all go follow. Get some of them good tips. Get your workout routine together. Boom. We're going to be all right. We're going to actually start the 7-day What the Shit challenge starting today. I need y'all to just drink water. They ain't doing it. Y'all ain't hear me,
I just
though.
Ate a steak. I got to start, like, tomorrow at this time. It'll be a full 24 hours.
Hey, man, I ain't going to lie to you. See, I got like 4 hours, bro.
Todd, see what I'm working with? Todd, you see what I'm working with? Todd, you see what I'm working with? This is my guys. Yeah. But all right.
Bro, I got to drink.
All right. We'll see. Todd, we'll let you know when we sign up how it goes. But I can probably guarantee you it ain't going to work out. To the best of our abilities, but I got faith, because if you ain't got faith, you ain't got nothing. So y'all know what time it is. We're going to get up out of here. Remember, talk your shit because can't nobody talk your shit like you. Shout out to Groovy the Groovster on IG, my guy Groovy. Remember, be yourself. Fuck them jobs. Forget them kids. Take time for yourself. Get your mentals together, your mental health and all that. Get right. Don't pass the virtual gym to go to virtual McDonald's or the virtual strip club. Walk your ass through them virtual doors and do something. Till next time. We gonna see y'all when we see y'all. We out.
I'm with the shit boy, get on my level, doing 125 in my own lane, pedal to metal. One thing that I won't let you do, when that's gas me up. Keep my eyes open, letting nothing pass me up.
Hey, hope y'all really enjoyed that episode. Make sure y'all go check out the website, www.whattheshitpodcast.com. Make sure you please like, subscribe, comment. That's how we know if we're doing something well. And if you don't like it, please let me know. You know, we try to switch it up for you. We want to be a podcast for the people, by the people, for the people, other people. So with that being said, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Hope you guys enjoyed. See you on the next one.